$60 here, $70 at Joe, $70 once, twice. Sold, $70, number 32, thank you.
So I'm here with Jared Gray from Dickens Real Estate, and he's been auctioneering in the cafe today. How's it been going, Jared?
Oh, fantastic. Look, there's been oodles of people. There's been some fantastic bargains, but look, some of the signage has been really well sought after.
What are some of the top items that have gone?
Well, we had a big wooden chopping block go at $500. We had a sign go at $550. I think it might have been the top of the... No, we had the safe... butter dishes went for more than $500. There was a safe went for about $700 and something or other. So it was really good.
Forget what these are called, but they're pretty heavy. pedestal, there we are. They're not that heavy if Jerry can lift them. What have we got? $10.
So I'm here outside the auction with Dean Bell, and he and his wife Gillian used to have the lease on the chalet. What's brought you here today, Dean?
Oh, look, after 9 years up here, we couldn't not turn up. So I've been up here to kind of have a look at some of the old signage and just pick up a few bits of memorabilia to hand on to our kids for their kind of memories.
What was your experience of the chalet when you were here?
Well, we took it over from the government in 93, and it was still had been run by them for 80-odd years, so it was privatised to us. And then we did a lot of major renovations and upgrades, and then had the place for 9 years.
How does it look now compared to when you had it?
Oh, it's pretty sad. Yeah. It's. I'm glad my wife's not here today. I'm hoping that there's a positive chapter ahead, but to look at the state of the building at the moment is a fairly poor reflection on the last few years.
Can you describe the state of the building?
Well, look, in a weatherboard building, you know, up in a hostile environment like this, it has to be maintained. Once you let anything go, then... You know, you've got some issues. And look, it's encouraging to see that there are, you know, works going ahead out the front with a restumping of the major heritage section of the chalet. And you know, I'll kind of keep looking at the positive rather than focusing on what I'm looking at right this moment.
$5. No dollars. All right. Yes, $5 here in front. $5
here. How many bar fridges have you got on your ute here,
mate,
sir?
This is, for $10, there was... 15 bar fridges and 40 kettles for $10. That's good, a lot of good stuff in there. A lot of rubbish, but a lot of good stuff as well.
What's your general impression of the day?
It's been run well. It's been organised well. There's been a lot of time and effort put into it. So, but a lot of people come late and they've missed out. But the people that are early sort of looked over the stuff first and had a good look at it. There's some pretty good value there, yeah. No, it's been really good. Yeah, very good. A lot of people that are just want something a bit nostalgic, just out of the place and something they just remember it. A lot of people have been here for weddings and stayed here, and it's just good to have something out of here to keep, you know, keep through the family.